الحمد لله الحمد لله الذي أنزل على عبده الكتاب ولم يجعل له عوجا قيما لينذر بأسا شديدا من لدنه ويبشر المؤمنين الذين يعملون الصالحات أن لهم أجرا حسنا. وقال الله عز وجل في مقام آخر: إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي، يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل على سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى أهل سيدنا ومولانا محمد وبارك وسلم وصل عليه. الصلاة والسلام عليك يا سيدي يا رسول الله، الصلاة والسلام عليك يا سيدي يا حبيب الله، الصلاة والسلام عليك يا سيدي يا رحمة للعالمين، وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا إمام الأنبياء والمرسلين. أما بعد، فقد قال الله عز وجل في كتابه العزيز بعد: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، ألف لام راء، كتاب أحكمت آياته ثم فصلت من لدن حكيم خبير. وقال الله عز وجل في مقام آخر: إنا نحن نزلنا الذكر وإنا له لحافظون. صدق الله العظيم. Infinite praise, complete glory, all perfection and submission is to our Lord, our Almighty, our Benevolent, our Creator, the Giver of life, and the Tester of life, and the Causer of death, unto whom is our return. And salutations and peace and blessings be upon our noble Messenger Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, and upon his purified and noble family, and upon the illustrious companions, and all of those who follow in the footsteps of Islam until the day of Qiyamah. My respected elders, dear brothers, sisters, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. May the peace and blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shower upon us all on this noble, blessed and sacred day of Jumu'ah. And may our attendance and our sincere efforts become a means for our purification, for our salvation, for our guidance, and pardon and success in this dunya and also in the hereafter. Ameen. Over the last few weeks, we began our discussion on the importance of maintaining ties, silatul rahim, the ties that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has sent us with here in the dunya. And the one who maintains ties in the dunya is not only beloved to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but also, more importantly, he will receive the reward of maintaining those ties in the dunya, and more importantly, in the hereafter. After that discussion, we went on to the most important relationship that all of us have, and that is our relationship with none other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And whilst we make every effort to maintain ties with our spouse, with our parents, with our siblings, with our own children, and we put in a huge amount of effort to maintain our ties with our manager, our supervisor, the government that we work with, and the community, all of these require effort, require sacrifice, require patience, require compromise and so many other things for us to maintain and exist in this dunya. Otherwise, everybody says, well, Jalbe, go your own way. Who cares about you? You don't care about me, I don't care about you. So ties are very, very sensitive, they're very, very delicate, and they give us a huge amount of strength. But the one and the most important tie and relationship that we often tend to overlook, because we think it's fine, it is always there, is our tie and our relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who is our Lord, our Creator, the one who has given us everything. And if we show our love and respect towards our parents, the one who brought us into the dunya, and for all of the sacrifices that they did, we show them kindness and compassion and mercy, and we are dutiful towards them, then know and remember that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is 70 times more loving, compassionate and merciful to you than your own mother. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves us and He wants us to develop a relationship with Him. And this relationship is developed by the Shahada. It is developed by saying La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah, by reciting the glorious Quran, by establishing the Salah, by maintaining the Zakah, by fulfilling all of the Arkan of Islam in terms of Sawm and Hajj, and all of the Ahkamat that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mandated upon us all. If we fail in this relationship with Allah Azza wa Jal, or our relationship is weak, or our relationship is something which doesn't exist, then not only will we fail in the dunya, but we will fail in our graves, and we will fail for eternity when we return back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So coming on from that discussion, how can we maintain a healthy relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? How do we communicate and engage with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? So inshallah, we will touch upon that today on this day of Jumu'ah. So, let me just get to the right slide. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has granted us, this ummah of the Messenger alayhi salatu wasalam, an unparalleled, which is what we say in our language, bay misal and bay misal, something which is unparalleled, something which is immutable, which has no deficiency within it, which has no lacking, which has nothing comparable to it, and something which is eternal, which is a everlasting kalam from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Other messages came from Allah azza wa jal, they came and they were changed and substituted or updated by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Whereas the eternal kalam of Allah azza wa jal, which is the Quran, it is there now, it was there with the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, and it will remain for eternity up until the day of Qiyamah. So we have this very, very unique, unparalleled, immutable and eternal gift from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which is the miracle, the mu'jiza, the hadiya, the gift of the Holy Quran from Allah Azza wa Jal, which is His own personal speech, His intimate and direct conversation and communication with you, within which we find guidance on every single word and every single letter that we recite, every single ayah, every single surah that we recite and juz that we recite. Everything within the Quran comes from none other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Rabbul Alameen. Allah Azza wa Jal, who is the Lord of all of the world. When we want to become the best or succeed in our worldly life, we read the relevant books in that field. You want to become a dentist, you want to become a doctor or an engineer or an accountant or anything in any particular trade, you have to look to those books, what people have written, what they have told you to do, what not to do, the guidance, their experience, their knowledge, their wisdom. We read all of this in order to achieve something and become the best in that particular field. Similarly, if we want to succeed in the dunya, and more importantly, if we want to succeed in the hereafter, then there is one majestic, unparalleled, immutable, everlasting kalam, which is the book of guidance, the book of hidayah, the book of khayr, the book of barakah, which is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which is our manual on how to succeed in the deen and how to succeed in the dunya. This is accessible to every single one of us, every single one of the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Normally, if you want to specialize in a particular area, you're required to do your GCSEs and then your A-levels and then your university and do your PhD in order to specialize. And the book that you pick up, it's very, very difficult to get your head around what this person is saying, what this professor, what this academic is saying. And they say it in so many convoluted different ways in order to make you understand. But the kalam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the most simple kalam, is the most easy kalam that Allah azza wa jal has given to us. It has been created as it has been sent by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for all of His creation. So we are the ones who have been given this gift, and we are the ones that are told to recite this glorious kalam, to listen to the beautiful kalam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as it was being beautifully recited by our Qari Sahib today, and every single Friday. Just listening to the kalam of Allah Azza wa Jalla is an act of ibadah in itself. It gives you peace to the heart and to the mind. Reading the Quran not only gives you peace, but also gives you hidayah and benefit. So within the kalam of Allah Azza wa Jalla, we seek His mercy, we seek His bounty, we seek His favors, we seek the wisdom, and we seek the guidance from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is the greatest form of dhikr. It is the greatest form of remembrance and peace and guidance and success from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What it actually is, it is the greatest form of connection with you and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Normally when you go abroad, when you go on holiday, if you go to Egypt, if you go to any other country, you don't speak the language. You'll think, what are they saying? They're human beings, they have limbs like me, but they are speaking gibberish. I don't understand what they're saying in Swahili, what they're saying in Chinese, what they're saying in Mandarin, what they're saying in any other language. It's all foreign to you. But this kalam that comes from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it is a means of great communication between you and Allah azza wa jal, that you communicate in the same language as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is communicating with you, and you can engage and share with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah Azza wa Jal tells us that if you want to get close to me, if you want to communicate with me, then this is how you communicate with me, via the Qur'an. And because our relationship is lacking with Allah Azza wa Jal, and therefore so is our communication and so is our recitation of the glorious Qur'an as well. Whereas Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commands us, اِقْرَأْ بِسْمِ رَبِّكَ الَّذِي خَلَقْ اِقْرَأْ وَرَبُّكَ الْأَكْرَمُ. Again and again in the Qur'an, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying that read not just the Qur'an, but this is a way for you to communicate and talk to me. Communicate and talk with me. Why? I am your Lord. I am the one who created you. اِقْرَأْ وَرَبُّكَ الْأَكْرَمُ. Read, but know that your Lord is the most generous. So when we talk to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by reading the Qur'an, and we share with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala our problems, our worries, or you are searching for an answer from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for your problems, for your distress, for your anxiety, for children, for wealth, or whatever it may be, then know that all of the answers are there embedded within the Qur'an from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah azza wa jal reminds us, وَذَكِّرْ فَإِنَّ الذِّكَرَىٰ تَنْفَعُ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. That remind them that they need to communicate with me. They need to pick up this majestic Qur'an. Why? Because within this reminder, within the Qur'an, there is benefit for the believers. There is peace for the believers. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala furthermore mentions, أَلَا بِذِكْرِ اللَّهِ تَطْمَئِنُّ الْقُلُوبِ. Unquestionably, by the remembrance. How do you remember somebody? You remember them by thinking of them. You remember them by talking to them, by sitting down with them, by engaging in a dialogue and a discourse with them. How can we do that? It's not just only in salah, but it is by the majestic Qur'an of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The Messenger alayhi salatu wasalam reminds us that with this very book, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will raise you. You know, when you get closer and closer to somebody, then whatever favor you need, whatever help you need, whatever assistance you need, because you sit with them and you talk to them and you share with them, they are there for you when you need them. But when you discard that person or ignore that person, and then you call out to them after weeks or months or years, they'll say, well, why should I help you? You know, what are you to me? But with the same book, Allah raises nations, raises individuals, and resolves your problems and your worries. And with this same book, when you discard it, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also discards you. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also will distance Himself from you. So in this moment, in this era that we're living in, people are all searching for answers. They're searching for answers of how can they increase their risk, their provision. How can they protect themselves from anxiety and worry, from depression? How can they have more children or protect the iman of their children? How can they get closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? What is the purpose of life? You're all asking various questions all the time. And the answers are all there within the Qur'an, just waiting for you to open, waiting for you to read, waiting for you to listen, waiting for you to do tafakkur and tadabbur and talk to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give you every single thing that you need. Remember me, remember Allah azza wa jal by talking to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah azza wa jal in turn will remember you and give you all of what you need. وَآتَاكُم مِّن كُلِّ مَا سَأَلْتُمُ. He'll give you all of the things that you need. But bolo to sahi, gal da karo, communicate at least with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is the way. If you want to communicate with somebody, you need to use the same language, you need to use the same vernacular, you need to use the same thing in order for them to understand you and for you to understand them. How can we do that? By the kalam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which is there, ready for us, waiting for us. The Messenger sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam mentions, afdalu ibadah, that the best type of worship which my servant can do, which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions, the best type of worship which the servant can do is reciting the majestic Qur'an, the kalam of Allah azza wa jal. The Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam reminds us again that iqra'ul Qur'an, that recite the Qur'an, فَإِنَّهُ يَأْتِ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ الشَّفِيعًا, that the recite the Qur'an, for it will come as an intercessor for its reciters on the يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ, or for its reciters on the day of Qiyamah. How much do we read the Qur'an? How much do we recite the Qur'an? How much do we listen and do tadabbur and tafakkur on the Qur'an? What kind of communication, what kind of relationship do we have with the Qur'an? When you have a strong relationship with the Qur'an, then the Qur'an will come and do your shafa'ah. The Qur'an will come and intercede on your behalf. It will support you, it will guide you, not just in the dunya, it will illuminate your grave when you are resting, and it will also help you on the day of Qiyamah with Allah Azza wa Jal. So the Prophet ﷺ furthermore mentions that the one who is proficient in the recitation of the Qur'an will be amongst the honorable and the obedient scribes, the angels of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So when you try and you exert effort and energy and try to recite the Qur'an, then you will be amongst the honorable and the obedient scribes. But those who struggle in their recitation due to a list or due to their different language or the barrier that they may have and the difficulty, then the Qur'an, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give them a double reward for their extra effort that they make in trying to recite the Qur'an. So everything is there, every letter that you recite, you receive a reward for it. Every ayah that you recite, you receive reward for it. It can become a means for your intercession. There are so many rewards that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has placed for us in the Qur'an, yet we are those who have neglected the Qur'an. We are the ones who have left this communication with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we leave it on our shelves, and we think, oh, when the time comes, then we will pick it up. But no, you never know when your time will be. Every single day is a moment for you to strengthen your relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And to do that, you need the correct language. People who are doing IT, they need the correct language to make apps and do all of the other things. People who are doing mathematics, they need the correct language. Everybody needs the correct language in order to achieve something. And if you want to achieve a meaningful relationship with Allah Azza wa Jal, then the language that you must utilize is none other than the Qur'an of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Look at the tremendous reward that the recitation brings you. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions in the Qur'an, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ يَتْلُونَ كِتَابَ اللَّهِ وَأَقَامُوا الصَّلَاةِ وَأَنْفَقُوا مِمَّا رَزَقْنَاهُمْ سِرًّا وَعَلَانِيَةً يَرْجُونَ تِجَارَةً لَنْ تَبُورُ. That those people who recite the Qur'an, the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and then they establish the prayer, and then they spend in the cause of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, out of what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has provided for them, and they give in the way of Allah azza wa jal secretly and publicly as well, what can they expect? Tijaratan lan tabur, that they can expect a profit that will never perish. For those people who are thinking that, how can I increase with my rizq, how can I increase with my provisions, then recite the kalam of Allah Azza wa Jal. Abundant khair will come into your life. Establish the salah and give whatever you can, however much or however little, in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And know that this transaction, this deal that you are doing with Allah Azza wa Jal, it will always be a profitable one. You will never lose out when you are doing a deal with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions that كتاب أنزلنا إليك مبارك ليتدبروا آياته وليتذكر أولو الألباب. But this is a book that we have sent down to you. Yes, he's addressing the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام, but this address is also to us as well. This book has been revealed for our guidance, because the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام was always ultimately guided by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He was chosen as a prophet and a messenger from Allah Azza wa Jal. So the guidance is essentially for us. It is full of barakah, full of khair. We see now we have no khair, no barakah within our time, within our health, within our home, or the things that we do. And we say, Yara, where are those times gone? Pehle zamane bade changi honde se. No, people then used to be more sincere, more honest. They had better integrity. They actually remembered and talked to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala more. Now we have distanced ourselves and we think, where's the barakah gone? The barakah is gone because you've left the one who gives the barakah. You've left the one who gives khair. You left the one who gives all of this fadl. You're the one. So it's mubarak. It's full of blessings for those people who ponder over the signs of Allah Azza wa Jal. Those people who have yatazakkara ulul albab, people of intelligence, people of reflection, people who take heed. But we don't even think about what we are reciting, let alone reflect upon the great depths and the wisdom of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah Azza wa Jal did not send us simply, or send the Quran simply for it to be a ritual. Oh, khatam parlo, surat ikhlas tin dafa parlo, and that's it, kam ho gaya. No, this is not just the purpose of the Quran to read over your deceased, or to read when something happens or something like that. No, it's something much more greater. It's not just there for litanies, it's not just there to merely recite. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent the Quran so we can benefit from its message, and we can use the model, we can use this map of how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us this is the way of life, and use its teachings and its guidelines and its parameters, and say, this is how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants you to live your life, and this is how you will succeed. So the Quran is our manual. The Quran is our book that we need to read from the beginning to the end and apply in every single way. If you don't read the manual, then you will end up damaging the product, wherever, whether it's a car, or whether it's a software, or anything else. Everything needs to be used the way it has been designed by that particular person. So it is a compass of what to do and what not to do in life, how to behave, how to conduct yourself. This is the book that we must remain connected to, not just on a weekly basis, or from Jumu'ah to Jumu'ah, or on a monthly basis, or an annual basis during Hajj or Ramadan, etc. On a daily basis, this has to be our guideline. This is how we operate on a daily basis. This is where, when you develop this relationship with the Quran, you will be developing your relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is how you will succeed in the dunya, how you will succeed in the grave, and how you will succeed in the hereafter. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminds us in the Quran, إِنَّ هَذَا الْقُرْآنِ يَهْدِي لِلَّتِي هِيَ أَقْوَمْ وَيُبَشِّرُ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ الَّذِينَ يَعْمَلُونَ الصَّالِحَاتِ أَنَّ لَهُمْ أَجْرٍ كَبِيرًا. That indeed this Quran, it guides to that which is most suitable. Whatever haja, whatever need that you have in your personal life, emotional, spiritual, financial, physical, whatever it may be, know that you will find the answer in the Quran. The Sahaba Ikram, they made the statement that even if you had to find a rope, we would go and look for it in the Quran. This basically means in terms of their tawakkul upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They would read something and remind them, it would give them that peace of mind, or give them that humility, would give them that patience, all of the things that you need in your life. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saying it will guide you towards what is better for you, what is good for you, and give glad tidings to the believers who do righteous deeds. And the greatest deed that we can do is none other than to recite the Quran. And these are the people who recite the Quran, understand the Quran, will have ajran kabira, have a great reward, not a small reward, but rather a great reward from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this book, this endless book, this eternal book, this immutable book, this beautiful book from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will guide you and your family and your children in the best in every aspect of your life. It's not just a good book, it's not just an okay book, but it is the best book, will take you towards the best in your deen and the best in your dunya, the best in the hereafter. So ask yourself, how much do you know of the Quran? We know the basics of do this and don't do this, but how much do we truly know the Quran? You may say that you have lots of acquaintances and friends, but how much do you truly know them? How much do you know their deepest, darkest secrets? What are their capacities? What is their ability? But when you read the Quran more and more, then it will reveal more and more of its secrets and its treasures, and you will get closer and closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, more that you recite, and the more that you tafakkur and tadabbur, reflection upon this. So how do you live your life? What are the parameters of how you live your life? What governs your life? And for the Sahaba Ikram, everything was governed by the Quran and the Sunnah of the Messenger alayhi salatu wasalam. By the Tabi'een and the scholars of our predecessors, everything, their life revolved around the Quran and the Sunnah. Whereas now, we don't use the Quran as our parameters. We look to the entrepreneurs of the dunya, we look to the celebrities and the athletes of the dunya, we look to the businessmen of the dunya, we look to the psychologists, we look to all of these other people to find solutions to our answers, but we don't look to the Quran, which has all of the answers for shifa, all of the answers for our intentions, our dunya and our akhirah. Everything is there embedded within the Quran. Yes, you might say some basic things. Oh, the Quran says, do not backbite, do not lie, do not steal, do not drink alcohol or fornicate or adultery or take interest or gamble. Yes, that's one of the very important things. The Quran teaches us to establish the salah, to maintain our fast, to obey our parents and do our zakat. Yes, those are very, very good things. But ask yourself whether it is a prohibition from Allah Azza wa Jal or whether it is a hukum from Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. What is your response to these ahkamat in the Quran? Do you say, Sami'na wa ta'na? Do you say, oh Allah, I've listened to your prohibition and to your command and I obey your command wholeheartedly? Or do you listen in one ear and out the other? Or do you listen and then you say, oh, I'll disobey or I'll ignore it, or perhaps I won't even listen at all? What is your response? It's not just about saying, yes, the Quran is there and yes, it has all of these things, but then yes, what are you doing about all of these things, the prohibitions and the ahkamat and the guidance from Allah Azza wa Jal? What is your response to all of these things? Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala reminds us in the Quran, Alif Lam Ra, Kitabun Uhkimat Ayatuhu Summa Fussilat Min Ladun Hakimin Khabir, that this is a book whose verses have been perfected and then presented to you in detail from the one who is the most wise and the one who is the most acquainted. Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala reminds us, Alif Lam Mim, Dhalikal Kitabu La Rayb Fi Hudan Lil Muttaqin. This is the book which has absolutely no deficiency, no raib, nothing whatsoever within it that you can fault. It is there as a guidance for you in every single one of your life. Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala reminds us that Kitabun Fusilat Ayatuhu wa kulla shay'in fassalnahu tafsila. This is the verse, wa kulla shay'in fassalnahu tafsila, that everything that we have set out in this Quran has been set out in detail for you. So the Sahaba Ikram, the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, our predecessors, they found their success and they had the most strong and meaningful connection with Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. Why? Because they maintained a healthy and a strong and a daily connection with the majestic kalam of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. They spoke to the Quran, they talked to Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala, and they found the answers to their life. We have many questions in our life that we want more children. Isn't this one of the questions for those people who are newlywed, or those people who have been married for many, many years and they say, oh, bachche nahi ho rahe ji, and we don't have any children, how can we get more children? This is obviously some of the questions. Or we have low income, we want to increase our rizq. Or we have no peace, no sukoon within our heart. We have no really fraternal relationship, no community cohesion. We have no good health. We are always stressed and worried. We want a peaceful life, we want Jannah. Aren't these some of the questions that we are constantly asking, constantly searching for? But Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala has given us the answers to all of these things. Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala very, very quickly mentions that فَاسْتَغْفِرُوا رَبَّكُمْ إِنَّهُ كَانَ غَفَّارًا يُرْسِلِ السَّمَاءَ عَلَيْكُمْ مِدْرَارًا وَيُمْدِدْكُمْ بِأَمْوَالٍ وَبَنِينَ. This is what Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala mentions, that do istighfar, constant tawbah, turn to Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala, and Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala's mercy will descend and shower upon you all. وَيُمْدِدْكُمْ بِأَمْوَالٍ وَبَنِينَ. And then Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala will increase you and grant you what? Bi amwal, mal is all what we always want. Mal away. Allah saying, I will give you mal. Allah saying, I will give you children. Bi amwalin wa baneen. This is what Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala will give. But what do you need to do? Wastaghfiru rabbakum. Constantly engage in the istighfar of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. How many of us know the Sayyid al-Istighfar, that dua of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam taught the Sahaba ikram? If we don't know it, then shame on us. Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala has given us all of the answers in the Quran. The Prophet ﷺ would always read this dua, Sayyid al-Istighfar, Allahumma anta rabbi, la ilaha illa anta khalaqtani wa ana abduka wa ana ala ahdika wa wa'dika mastata'at. A'udhu bika min sharri ma sana'tu abu'u laka bi ni'matika 'alayya wa abu'u bi zambi faghfirli fa innahu la yaghfiru adh-dhunuba illa ant. This is the Sayyid al-Istighfar. If you read this, you will have your children, you will have your wealth. If you want peace, Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala is saying, Ala bi zikrillahi tatma'innul qulub. If you want cohesion within yourself, Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala mentions, Wala tahinu wala tahzanu wa antumul a'launa in kuntum mu'mineen. Wala tanaza'u fatafshalu. If you want health, Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala is saying, Wa nunazzilu min al-Qur'ani ma huwa shifa. That same Fatiha that the Sahaba Ikram read on a leader of a tribe and he got shifa, that Fatiha became a ruqya. Why can that same Fatiha not become a ruqya for us? They recited it. The Fatiha is the same. The readers are different. The hearts are different. The tongue is different. The Fatiha will still have asar, but you need to change yourself and the way that you communicate. If you want to remove your stress and worries, go to the Quran. If you want to have a peaceful life, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala say, Jannah is waiting for you. Those people who have makhaf khawf of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, those people who want Jannah, those people who want closeness, all of the answers are there within the Quran, can be found for you. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is waiting for you to communicate with Him, for you to make a connection with Him, and you need to make that connection via the Quran. What are you waiting for? That is an answer that you have to answer in this dunya and also in the hereafter. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enable us all to abundantly read and recite the Quran, ponder and reflect upon the Quran, and engage with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wa qulu qawli hadha wa astaghfirullaha li wa lakum, jazakumullahu khairan.